All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And, of course, we had three games on tap yesterday on Thanksgiving Day. I got it right with the Minnesota Vikings being able to go on the road and defeat the Detroit Lions. I got it right with the Los Angeles Chargers being able to go on the road and defeat the Dallas Cowboys. Unfortunately, I struck out in the nightcap as the New York Giants fell on the road to the Washington Redskins. I felt that the Giants would have the ability to gain some momentum off of their victory last week at home versus the Kansas City Chiefs. However, that was not the case as the Giants' offense was once again putrid. Now, with that said, there are some good games on tap for this Sunday as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for the remainder of week number 12 in the NFL season. Now, I'm going to get things started off with a showdown in the NFC South as you have the 4-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to take on the 6-4 Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta comes into this game favored by 9.5 over their division brethren, while Tampa Bay is looking to hang around in the postseason picture. No Jameis Winston once again at quarterback for Tampa Bay, which means that head coach Dirk Cutter will once again be relying on veteran signal caller Ryan Fitzpatrick. You look at this Tampa Bay team, and they've been up and down all season, and their record reflects that. They are 1-4 away from home this season. On the flip side for the Falcons, they've now been able to put together a couple of victories. I know that, you know, they faced the Dallas Cowboys without Ezekiel Elliott. They faced the Seattle Seahawks without Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor. But the bottom line is you do not apologize for winning in the National Football League. This Bucs defense has been up and down all season long, and I don't see them being able to slow down Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan along with wide receiver Julio Jones. Thus, I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 30-23. Now, in an AFC North meeting, you have the winless Cleveland Browns traveling to take on the 4-6 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Cincinnati comes into this game favored by 8 points. While you look at the Bengals, and even after starting 0-3, they are still around in the playoff picture in the AFC. Now, from the outside looking in, you would think that the Bengals would simply be able to steamroll the Browns. However, when the Bengals and the Browns get together in the Battle of the Buckeye State, you simply throw the rule book out of the window. Looking at this game right here, I look at the Bengals' defense, and they are definitely going to go out there and pin their ears back and try to confuse, and I think they will do a good job of confusing, Browns rookie quarterback DeShone Kizer, who has struggled mightily this season behind a young offensive line, and on top of that, who starts a rookie quarterback on a bad football team. You look at Andy Dalton, the Bengals starting quarterback, who has been up and down, but I don't see anybody on this Cleveland defense that will be able to slow him down or the rest of this Bengals offense. Thus, I'm going to take Cincinnati at home in this one by the score of 27-17. Now, in Indianapolis, it's going to be the 3-7 Colts hosting the 6-4 Tennessee Titans. And for Tennessee, this is a big game because you want to try to keep pace with the Jacksonville Jaguars atop this division. Now, for all of you fantasy football buffs out there, if you have the Titans defense, start them in this game. Why? Because you look at this front seven, which is led by defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau. I guarantee you he is going to go out there and confuse the youngster at quarterback for Indianapolis in one Jacoby Brissett. Offensively, I think the Titans are simply going to play smash mouth football with the running backs of Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray, as well as quarterback Marcus Mariota. I expect Tennessee on the ground to gain at least 150 yards versus this Colts defense, and I think that will be the difference in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Titans on the road by the score of 30-26. Now, in Kansas City, you have a pair of teams who are needy of a victory, as you have the 5-5 Buffalo Bills traveling to take on the 6-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Buffalo began this season with a record of 5-2, while Kansas City began this season by winning their first 5 contest. Look, you see both of these teams right now, they are reeling. Kansas City still comes into this game favored by 10 points, but I think that is a shaky 10 points. Why? Because the Chiefs have simply gotten away from what made them good. You go back to the early part of the season, they were spreading the football around, everybody was getting a touch, and they have not had that cohesion in recent weeks. You go back to last week's loss versus the New York Giants, and Kansas City's offense simply forgot to show up for about 3.5 quarters. And I look at Kansas City like this. Get back to the basics. Get the touches to Tyreek Hill at wide receiver and Kareem Hunt at running back, and that will simply take care of itself. Now, on the flip side for Buffalo, I think head coach Sean McDermott is on the verge of losing this team. There was no need to bench quarterback Tyrod Taylor a few weeks ago. You went to the rookie Nathan Peterman last week, and we saw how that worked out as he threw 5 interceptions in one half of football versus the Chargers, and now you're going back to Tyrod Taylor. This is a situation, if Tyrod Taylor is your guy, you need to set it in stone. If he's not, simply move on from him. I think that team feeds off of that energy. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City at home in this one by the score of 31-20.